Spots of reading today may be found in Psalm 37, verses 3 to 11. You may find that on the Pew Bible on page 398. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this.
He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes.
Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to do evil.
For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found.
But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. Praise be the Lord.
This morning comes from the Epistle of James, chapter 5, verses 7 to 11, which you'll find in your Pew Bibles on page 856. Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When I was growing up, whenever I would get impatient, which unfortunately was a lot of the time, my father would recite this adage to me: patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Often found in women, seldom found in man. And I recently brought this to my Bible study group at the Village Manor in Waterdown, and they told me that my dad had been softening the words of that adage, and in fact it goes, patience is seldom found in women and never found in man. So well, I think that goes a little too far, and it's especially disparaging against men. I still think that there's something that rings true in that adage, because for a great many people, myself included, patience can be a very elusive and difficult thing to acquire. Now, I can't speak for you, but for me, there just seems to be an ever-growing list of things that try my patience. I think that waiting in long lines has probably reached the top of that list, whether it's at the bank or the doctor's office or the grocery store, wherever it is, there just seems to be another long line that I have to get behind that'll eat up my time. Perhaps even worse than that, which I have great sympathy for, are people who have to drive in Toronto traffic. As I used to take the GO train to get into Knox College, I'd look out the window and I would just see the parking lot there. So I have a healthy respect for those people because I don't know how they do it every single day with patience or without patience. I think regardless of what tries our patience, it doesn't help that our culture and our society today is so incredibly fast-paced, and it feeds into this predisposition to be impatient. For example, I've got this, my phone, and with it, everything is at my fingertips. And it comes with this subliminal expectation that we should have everything right now. I can get on the internet right now. I can get in contact with people right now, and vice versa. And none of these are really bad things. They can be really good in helping us live our lives, can make our lives a lot easier. But with them comes this creeping mindset that we don't need to wait for anything anymore. We have instant access, and so there's less of a need for patience. And so when we can't get something that we expect to get right away, for instance, if my internet were down, or if my battery of my phone was dead, then that eats away at what little patience I have left. Now, even though we might be facing this problem of a lack of patience in our day and age, the Bible is clear that people have always had this problem with impatience. That impatience, and with it frustration, worries, and a rising blood pressure, it's inherently part of our human nature. In fact, Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, we didn't read that this morning, but in it, he writes that patience isn't actually something that comes from us, but rather is something that comes from God. That it is one of the fruits of the Spirit, along with love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I think I have all of them. That patience is something that we receive from the Holy Spirit. It's something that God places within us, and it's brought to fruition through the power of the Spirit. And from today's scripture reading from the Epistle of James, we see the desperate need for this patience to come into the lives of fellow believers. In fact, the things we get impatient about seem fairly trivial in comparison to the people that James is writing to. Because for them, they are suffering persecution at the hands of the Roman Empire for their faith in Jesus Christ. And so they are waiting for something to happen, for someone to come to alleviate the pain and the anguish and even the death that they're experiencing at the hands of their persecutors. And James responds to them saying, "Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming." And he also gives this agricultural example. "See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near." Now it's uncertain whether James was referring to the Lord's coming as the apocalyptic second coming of Jesus, or if he was referring to the Spirit of the living Lord coming to them to comfort them in their time of need and bearing the fruits of the Spirit to help them endure the persecution that they were experiencing. And I can't tell you which of those it is, and it could be both, but I've always found that these wise pastoral words are closely connected with what the psalmist sings about trusting in the Lord and doing good, what we responsively read together. "And not fret when people succeed in their wicked ways, but being still before the Lord and waiting patiently for him, because the Lord upholds the righteous and gives them the desires of their heart." So coming back to us, when we seek to be patient with any of the examples I shared with you earlier, or with other people, because we know that sometimes other people can try our patience, it's important for us to come before God in prayer and seek to receive the patience from him. Ask him for patience. That's not so much something that we inside ourselves can will, but rather patience is something that's given to us from the outside, from God, breaking into our lives and giving it as a gift, along with the other fruits of the Spirit. And so while we should be approaching God in prayer for patience, I also like to acknowledge the reality that it often requires a little bit more, it's a little bit more complicated than just asking. Because oftentimes when we pray, our hearts are still not open, still not receptive to the patience that God wants to give us. We want to be patient now, but we're often living with our minds and our hearts focused on the future, fixated with a projection of what is to come next. And so that is much to the detriment of the present and the openness, the open posture that we are to have to receive the Holy Spirit. We become so preoccupied with what happens next or what needs to happen next that we're not living in the now. Now, this is something that I heard when I was studying theology at the College of St. Michael's, which is a Catholic college at U of T, and it's something that I've always really valued, and I wanted to share with you this morning. There once was a Jesuit priest by the name of Jean-Pierre Caussade, and he lived in 17th century France. And he wrote about something that he called the sacrament of the present moment. And very simply, what this is an awareness of the amazing, the profound presence of God in every single moment of our lives. God isn't just a God of the future or a God of the past. Yes, we believe that God spoke through the prophets and made himself known fully through the saving life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we believe that the Lord will return again in glory at the end of all things. But how often do we stop and consider that God is also fully present, fully available to us right here and now? So that at this very moment, as I'm speaking, as well as every moment that came before and every moment that will go forward, God is there. And because of that, these moments are inherently valuable and sacred. And the more we come to this awareness of God's presence in the now and come to an awareness of the sacrament of the present moment, the easier it is to resist the temptation to live always in the future and fret and fixate on what's to come next. We come to realize that all we need to do is to be still and wait patiently for the Lord. And when we do that and we open ourselves up to this possibility of God in the now, then we can receive the patience that so many people struggle to acquire nowadays. And that brings me to this point of acknowledging that the period of this vacancy, which you're in right now, and the vacancy of any church, often requires a lot of patience. As many of you already know, and which I'm finding out personally, the Presbyterian process for calling a minister is a long and arduous one, even though it's done in good order. And it certainly doesn't happen overnight. Ultimately, finding the woman or the man whom God is calling to be the next minister at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church requires a lot of prayer and a lot of discernment. And know that my prayers are with you always for that. But in the midst of this vacancy, which you're experiencing now, which at times might seem to drag on forever, I encourage you to consider the sacrament of the present moment. Know that God is present every step of the way with you in the vacancy, and pray for the patience that only comes from the Spirit of the living God. And so, I'm not much of a poet, but I took a little bit of artistic license with that adage that I shared with you at the beginning. And I rewrote it, and I said, patience is a gift God freely will impart. So be still before the Lord and receive it in your heart. To God be all glory, honor, and praise. Amen.